This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Martinez live.
Science and logic do their best to tell me how, but they fail at telling me why. I need someone bigger, someone that loves me, to talk to me. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. A love so bold to see a revolution. Somehow, my hands are ready. My feet are ready. My heart is ready. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. A love so bold to see a revolution. Somehow, now I'm lost in your freedom. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Roaring, he's roaring.
Roaring, roaring like a lion.
Let hope arise and make the darkness hide.
Hallelujah.
My faith is dead. I need a resurrection somehow. But I'm lost in your freedom. And this world I'll overcome. My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on the inside. Roaring like a lion. God's not dead. Surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Roaring, roaring,
he's roaring.
Roaring, roaring like a lion.
Yeah, yeah.
Roaring, roaring,
he's roaring. And the fire falls. Father, come shake the ground.
Shake the ground. The sound
of revival. Out of great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb forevermore.
Bill Martinez, live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
One way that will help us get on back on track is today, a tradition since 1952, the National Day of Prayer that's taking place. The theme is unity. The verse from Ephesians 4:3, making every effort to keep unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And I would encourage all of you to find some time and find a place where you can get together with other people of like mind that are willing to bend a knee to the God of the universe and to seek his wisdom about getting this country back on track, praying for our leaders, leaders in the churches, our leaders in our country, peace around the world. I mean, here we are, we're on the brink of uniting possibly Korea for the first time, you know, then it seems like forever, you know, for over 60, 70 years. You know, this is all quite possible that the Koreas could come together, which would be absolutely awesome. Hey, with us right now is Prentice LeBlanc. He is a Marine national security expert for Americans for Limited Government. LeBlanc served as a State Department personnel security contractor in Afghanistan and Iraq during 04 to 08. Also has been a legislative assistant on Capitol Hill with his primary focus on defense and national security issues. We welcome Prentice LeBlanc now to Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for your service and what you do on behalf of our country and, you know, fighting the good fight to keep us safe and keep us aware of what's going on.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I want to talk about what is happening at our border here along California and Texas and Arizona. You say this sponsored caravan, and this is what is being underreported by the mainstream media. This is a sponsored caravan, and what it amounts to, you say, is nothing short of an invasion, right?
Yes, sir. This caravan has moved all the way through Mexico. Many of the people part of the caravan came from Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, and were given essentially an escort by Mexican authorities through Mexico to the U.S. border, and so they could claim asylum. Mm. They've been coached in the words to use, I fear persecution, which are the magic words. Mm-hmm. If you say that to a Border Patrol agent has to go through a process.
Right.
And that process a lot of times leads to the person being let go into the U.S., come back on X date for your hearing, and we never hear from the person again.
Exactly. Well, and the thing I think that's quite interesting is that come back for a hearing 2 years from then. I mean, you can forget a lot in 2 years, right?
You're exactly right, sir. It's a corruption of the system of what the system was initially intended to provide. Mm. And what most of the media is not reporting is Mexico is part of the same agreement we have with the UN Convention on Refugees.
Mm-hmm.
So why isn't Mexico taking these refugees in? Why isn't Mexico giving these people asylum?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And if they have been granted asylum, okay, you don't get to hop from place to place to place to find the most comfortable place for asylum.
Exactly.
Because you're supposed to be able to go back to where you came from once the situation changes.
Well, and of course, we know historically, Prentice, that refugees who have come before, I mean, they've been here for 30, 40 years, and they, you know, it's like they get lost. People forget that they need to go home, or, you know, and, you know, we've talked about this many times on the show, is the solution for these people is their home, the things they're familiar with. You want to be able to, yes, okay, triage the problem, you know, the refugee situation for humanitarian reasons, but the ultimate solution for them is to get back home, is it not?
You're absolutely right, sir. Think about the millions of dollars that these open border societies and these open border foundations, how much money they spend in trying to get these people into this country. What if they spent that money in Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, and trying to make those countries a better place with a better economy so the people there can earn a living and improve the lives of everybody in those countries?
Exactly. Well, the thing is, when you consider the history of America, our founding fathers and everybody since then that have invested their treasure, their blood, their honor, everything to get this country to where it is. Now, the challenge maybe that's not the right word, but what short circuits the opportunity for them is they don't get a chance to do this in their own country. They would rather just skip over and say, okay, I don't need to invest my treasure and my blood and my honor for the sake of Honduras. I'm just going to, you know, escape, and I'm going to come down to, let's go to America because the door is swinging wide open. It seems to be closing, but, you know, these knuckleheads can't seem to figure it out. And, of course, Mexico, it serves their purpose, so they're just like a toreador in a bullfight, and it's like, ole, you know, let them pass right on through.
Well, you're exactly right. If we keep taking all the refugees from these areas, from Central America, who's going, like you said, who's going to improve the situation in Central America?
Exactly.
If we keep letting thousands and millions of illegal immigrants in from Mexico, who's going to improve the Mexican economy? Who's going to be a doctor in Mexico or a lawyer in Mexico? Who's going to help Mexico grow its economy?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what got us in trouble a little bit was Donald Trump's big headline, and he's a big headline kind of guy, we know that, and he puts it out there that Mexico is just sending, you know, their ne'er-do-wells, their rapists, and all that sort of thing. Well, of course, you know, all they want to focus on is, you know, the big headline, but they forget the small print, and the small print is that, yes, in the midst of some people you know, could offer something to this country. We got a lot of bad people coming in. I mean, even with this group, I mean, you had a couple of guys going, they say, why are you here? Well, we want to join up with MS-13. Oh, great. Yeah, come on in. You know,
it's like, you're exactly right. They admitted, I mean, those are the ones we caught. They admitted they were MS-13. And so, okay, how many didn't admit they were MS-13?
Yeah.
And how many are coming in that, are we missing? There was a report from the HHS, the Department of Health and Human Services. We lost, the American government, your taxpayer dollars, our taxpayer dollars, lost 1,500 children recently.
We lost? How do we lose 1,500 kids?
Children. These are kids that are dropped off on the border, and the kids are taken by Border Patrol. Okay, then I have to take this kid to a family member somewhere in the U.S., and the HHS is supposed to keep track of this, and 1,500 of them have been, they can't find them, they don't know where they went, they don't know what's going on with them, and it's pretty clear that they found a loophole in this system where these kids are now being trafficked, and our system is being used to traffic humans. Children in this case.
When we come back, Prentice, I want to, you know, get into more detail on this, because the Democrats and those progressives that are promoting this somehow say they're concerned about these refugees, and if they are, then why are they allowing them to be submitted to this kind of exposure, sex trafficking and drug running, and the list goes on and on. We're going to talk more about this with our guest, Prentice LeBlanc, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my soul. That's how I know. You take our brokenness and make us beautiful.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Don't forget, like arrows, airing again tonight. This is the second of a two-night Fathom event. Great movie. You will enjoy it. Take your family. This is awesome, believe me. And then, of course, National Day of Prayer. Since 1952, we've set aside this Thursday every year to bow our heads, seek God to heal, and ask God to heal the country, to give us some wisdom. And this the theme this year is about peace, and, you know, shall we pursue it, okay, nonstop. According to the headlines out of the L.A. Times, about a third of the caravan migrants entered the United States, but they say we won't be happy until the last one of us gets through. With us right now to talk about that and continue our conversation, Prentice LeBlanc, a former Marine, Semper Fi, my brother, national security expert for Americans for Limited Government. Prentice, you know, here they've been storming our border, overwhelming our resources, no help from the Mexican government, or I should say little help from the Mexican government to help process this. It's like you know, this interest group, Pueblo Sin Fronteras, is, and this is backed by people here in this country. It's not just people overseas or in Honduras that are promoting this. These are people that see some vulnerability in our Constitution and our rule of law here, and they're taking full advantage, are they not?
Yes, sir, they are. What they see is a chance to, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, they're willing to import people who will vote Democrat if they're ever given citizenship. That is all this is about. From day one, as soon as the Democrat Party learned that, hey, as soon as the lessons were learned from the 1986 amnesty, that California went as blue can be, to where it's almost a communist state at this point.
Right.
We can turn the rest of the country like that if we just keep importing people. And that's what they're doing, and they're willing to do anything to have it done. They don't care what happens to the people that they're importing. In 2010, Amnesty International did a study, and they found that this smuggling route, this from Central America through Mexico, they found that as much as 60% of the women and girls were sexually assaulted.
Unbelievable.
Now you figure these groups that supposedly care about these people would say, hey, this is dangerous. Let's not do it. Let's improve the lives in Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. Let's improve those economies there, and we can and our countries can mutually benefit through trade and other things. But no, they don't care. All they want is the votes.
Yeah, bring them here, and so I guess all the sex trafficking, the young boys that are turned into drug runners and gang members and that, I guess they just consider that collateral damage because, after all, they get reelected off this ruse, do they not?
That's all it is about for them. That's the only thing they care about, is another way to gain more power. And they see this as, like, the last estimate I saw was California has 6 congressional seats that they shouldn't have. If you're counting just U.S. citizens, California has 6 seats they shouldn't have. And they're scared to death of this newest census, as you heard, because
we're asking if they're here legally or not, if they have citizenship, right?
Yes,
God forbid we should ask that reasonable question.
In a census that's designed to find out how many citizens you have.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, unfortunately, the Supreme Court didn't help us a couple of years ago, and I thought it was quite interesting, and I think it's still something I don't understand, is why they affirmed the ruling that that immigrants, even undocumented, well, particularly undocumented immigrants to this country, have a say in our government, that they should be counted when you're talking about representation. And that's why you get some of these immigrant attorneys talking. They go, oh, no, that's, you're talking about legislation without representation, you know, which is an old rallying cry that we had here as a founding country and that we fought for. And now we're giving the same rights to non-citizens. I mean, it seems a little goofy and twisted. I'm having a hard time connecting with their logic on that.
Well, their logic is we're going to take care of the illegal immigrants that came here. Obviously, they came here illegally. Mm-hmm. They're probably breaking laws by working illegally because they're using stolen Social Security numbers. They're not paying the proper taxes, or they're working under the table. And we really don't care about the American citizens who are having to work two jobs to send their kids to a good school because we know which way they're going to vote. We really don't care about them. This is about the new voters.
And what happens when these kids go to school? I'm sorry to interrupt you here, because only by direct experience is with them comes these kids that do not speak the language. Now they're in a public classroom, and all it does is, you know, one or two kids. In some cases, some of these classrooms have more than one or two kids. And how, you know, what does that do to the teacher? The teacher's already complaining that they're overwhelmed just dealing with the students that they have in the class. Now you bring in a couple of kids that don't understand the language, and now you're talking a high-maintenance proposition. So what's going to happen to your child who speaks English, who's there to get educated? Now their education is compromised for the sake of these you know, these kids that come in that don't understand the language. Now, I'm not saying this discompassionately. I'm just saying this reasonably, and that is, is it reasonable for tax-paying citizens to expect an education system that works truly on behalf of their children and looking out for their best interests?
So you said it exactly right, and President Trump said it during the State of the Union. Our kids are dreamers, too. What is wrong by having a massive influx of children that do not speak the language, that have a different culture altogether? It slows down the public school system. It bogs it down. It slows down the amount of learning that your children are doing in school because, like you said, a teacher has to spend extra time to help the young child. And so what ends up happening is your child, whom you're spending an enormous amount of money on because I don't know a single place in this country that has low property taxes. Mm-hmm. You know you're spending a lot of money on property taxes to send your kid to school, and yet your child's not getting the education they should have. And once again, this goes back to many members of Congress and almost everybody on the progressive left. Your child doesn't matter.
Well, and as you say, and I love that line that President Trump put out there, and that is our kids are dreamers too. I mean, and they're, you would think that there's a higher responsibility for citizens. It's not to say that we're not compassionate. I mean, the United States is known. I mean, whenever there's an international crisis, I mean, who is the first one to run to, you know, offer services, put money, you know, invest money to help reconstruct all this? It's always the United States leading the way, is it not?
You're exactly right, sir. Like I said, you were a Marine, I was a Marine. I'm pretty sure between the two of us, we've been on some humanitarian mission somewhere where there's an earthquake, a tsunami, a flood, bad storms, where we were sent in to drop off supplies for people to help rebuild a home, to help rebuild a village. And this notion that we're not a giving nation is, I don't know if it could be more wrong. Since the end of World War II, no country has taken in more refugees than the United States.
Well, I think it's the simple comparison is, if somebody comes to your door and knocks on your door and says, I need help, and can you help me, you know, you receive that. And in many cases, Americans are open. You know, I mean, their arms are open, their doors, their homes. I mean, the stories you hear across the country are endless about how compassionate we've been. Now, contrasted with what's going on with this broken law immigration system that we're suffering under right now, there's no knock on the door. It's just people just walking in, taking things because they feel like, oh, well, you know, you're a bunch of wealthy Americans and, you know, somehow we deserve some sort of make-believe reparation or something here. And meanwhile, the citizens are supposed to just sit there and take it. And, oh, by the way, along the way, if they happen to be felons and they kill your family members, I guess that's all acceptable because Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein and the rest of the Democrats, particularly in California, they keep getting reelected. So, you know, so what's the problem, right?
It's your house analogy couldn't be more perfect. They not only, you know, there's a knock at the door, it's just the government saying.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. There are a lot of questions right now on how Facebook works. People are asking, who can see what I share? Why do I see posts from ads? And how does Facebook use the information I share online? Facebook spokesperson Michelle Mandara offers tips on how to improve your experience.
You have control over the content you see and share on Facebook. If you see a post from someone that you aren't really into, you can click snooze and temporarily remove that person. Or if you want to see more photos of your best friend's baby, then click see first so they always appear first in your feed. You will see ads on Facebook since that's what allows Facebook to be free, but you can remove or block ads that you don't like. Our ad preferences allows you to control the ads you see on Facebook.
The app controls show you what apps you've logged into, the information you have shared, and how to remove them. For more, visit facebook.com/help.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Your smartphone and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez on this National Day of Prayer, prayer for America, for unity. The verse that we're holding up is Ephesians 4:3, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. I would encourage you to join other believers. You know, the power of prayer is one thing, the power of numbers yet another. It's exponential. We are told in the Bible that, you know, when two or more are gathered in his name, Jesus in our midst, the numbers that work in our favor to defend ourselves and to be offensive against those contrarian forces, those evil forces that work against the purposes of God, are in our favor when we come together. And I am excited to see what God is doing, what God will do in this National Day of Prayer, the individual witnesses and, you know, testimonies that will come out of this today. I think this is just going to be a remarkable day for all that is laying before our country right now and all that we're dealing with, the contention, you know, this division that, you know, whether it's the mainstream media or other particular interest groups, anything that they can divide us, you know, which we know that it is united we stand, divided we fall. You've heard me say we've become the ununited States of America because of all this tribalism, all this individual thought instead of thinking corporately. You know, whatever issue that we're dealing with, even with what's going on in the borders, we were talking with Prentice there, that, you know, you've got to think of the consequences of these refugees. Now, this thing is being gamed. There's no doubt about it. And this is why many people here in America are not comfortable with this. Some are sitting back, and I would say progressives and those that that are more interested in their direct personal interest and not the corporate interest of the United States of America, they're rather gleeful about this. You know, they just look at it, you know, kind of like Harry Reid. Well, he didn't get elected. Well, you know, we got our people in here, you know, and we stormed the border, and you know, if we get 35 in, that's 35 more than we had before. And that's going to be about 25 that don't show up for their hearing 2 years from now, which is kind of goofy, isn't it? You know, that they come in and they say, okay, we'll see you. We're going to make an appointment 2 years from now. I don't know about you. I have a hard time remembering the appointments I got next week, much less 2 years from now. A lot can happen, and there they are. I mean, you know, this just seems so irresponsible, the way all this is being handled. And, of course, we're not getting any favors or a minimal amount of favors from Mexico, number one. They've helped out a little bit, but a little. But that, you know, instead of having the line of defense here at the border between Mexico and us, where was the deflect that should have happened at Mexico's southern border? Instead of them opening up the gates and just saying, okay, ole, come on through. And, you know, because they're not feeling any burden on this. And I think that, you know, we have to look at some of the policies to see what we can do to encourage you know, to encourage Mexico and our other foreign partners here to do the right thing. So that and the right thing is right for the refugees as it is for us, but for the, you know, the system to be gamed like this, for them to be given, you know, the language, be given a paper, say, okay, this is what you say, and this is, you know, this is your ticket in, and of course, what awaits them at the on the other side of the border are these groups that are preying on the individuals. I mean, this is a human resource situation for them. Can you see that in much the same way that it happened before? Is that you've got, you know, gang members, you've got other antithetical interest groups that are going to say, hey, we're going to, you know, come on, we're going to take care of you and, you know, offer them some sort of enticement and get them to join their organization, whether it's a gang, whether it's a sex trade issue, you know, this kind of thing that we've been combating for years. And, you know, you hear the stories and it's disgusting. And the sad part of this, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're complicit in this. You know, because we're just, you know, we need to be more responsible to handle this so that these young girls who come into the country, I mean, if they're going to come here and seek protection, then we need to protect them. It's our responsibility to see it through, not just, you know, allow them to go through and just accept they're going to vote Democrat. You know, they might get a cycle, I believe, of them voting Democrat. I mean, this is a party thing. I think that this could be much more deleterious than that, because you have so many people coming into the country that don't even know what America's all about. I mean, truly, they have an idea. I mean, compared to where they're living, it sounds good, but they really don't understand. I mean, we have citizens here in this country that do not fully understand. This is why when we were talking with Brigitte Gabriel, I was just so excited to talk to her, because here is someone who comes from Lebanon. She experienced, you know, a tough situation where she grew up, and she comes here to America and kisses the ground that she's blessed to walk on. And there are citizens here in the country, you know, who could care less. I mean, they're just not vested. And this is the problem. This is why we're being overrun by the elites today, and people who really, you know, consider themselves to know, you know, that they know better, that, you know, the majority of the populace is just too stupid. And this is why we got Obamacare written up the way it was. Jonathan Gruber said it clearly. Oh, you know, American people are just too stupid, so we had to make it confusing for them. Well, you know, this has been the problem, not only just with Obamacare, other pieces of legislation that come out. You know, forget about that you have to be an attorney. You have to have some sort of twisted logical mind that can begin to understand some of the phraseology and some of these points of legislation that they put out there. You know, it's like, wait a minute. You know, our founding fathers said it should be easily understood. Oh, no, it's complicated. You know, you just pass these laws and then you got you know, thousands and millions of pieces of documentation. I mean, go to our website and we show you, just for example, you know, the whole tax laws and the amount of paper and how by regulation it's been mounting and growing every year. It's insane. And President Trump, to his credit, and those that are supporting a simplified system, tax system, are offering a relief along the way. Why not? It only makes sense. But, you know, if we want to fight against those things and fight against someone who is not beholden, I mean, for the first time in however, how long? I mean, forever maybe? That somebody is in the Oval Office that is not beholden to special interests? He seems to be beholden to we the people. And that is our opportunity. What you think you're going to be better off with Nancy Pelosi holding the gavel again? Really? You think so? I mean, there's enough evidence. I mean, she's been around Congress. We know what she's going to do. I mean, even her own clan, you know, her fellow Democrats don't want her to have the gavel. And they're calling for a change in leadership there. Well, but she knows what makes the world go around in the Democratic Party. And it's about raising money. And that's her strength. She raises money. And so he, with the money, gets to make the rules. And as she said the other day, you know, which was, you know, I guess eye-opening, if you had eyes to want to be open enough to see it. She says, look, she's not going to step aside. She blamed white men. She says, this is her quote, it's important that it not be five white guys at the table. No offense, she says. I have no intention of walking away from that table, Pelosi said, referring to Congress and the presidency. So that's her heart. I mean, it's not like she has any interest in serving the people. No, this is about her own ego. And this is part of the issue, part and parcel of the whole issue in our system. But, you know, without term limits, this, you know, this kind of attitude continues to be bred into the whole system. And then you wonder why it's not fair-minded and it's not working in the interest. And we have this elites, we have the deep states, we have all these reptiles running around. Sooner or later, we all have to bind together, at least a majority of us, to where we say enough is enough. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show and how you connect with any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around the country or via shortwave, we're all over the place. Thank you so much. Just go to BillMartinezLive.com. Sean Steele joins us from Orange County, California, but he happens to be on the East Coast where I'm at. And so it's good to be visiting with him. Sean's background a little bit here. A Republican activist, his activism dates back to his teenage days, served as high school state chairman for Ronald Reagan when he first ran for governor. Thereafter, he was elected as chairman of the California Young Americans for Freedom. Since then, Sean has served in countless positions within the Republican Party, from grassroots volunteer to California Republican Party treasurer to secretary of the L.A. Lincoln Clubs to CRP chairman. Now, obviously, heavily involved, and bless his heart, he's done this. He's got all the battle scars to show for it, because conservatism and being a Republican in California these days is a tough, enduring species, and rare still. Right, Sean?
Oh, absolutely, and especially in California. I'm at an RNC meeting at the Trump Hotel right now in Miami.
Uh-huh.
It's a spring meeting of all 50 states and all six territories.
Wow. And well, and you've got plenty enough to talk about. You got a president who is doing everything he can on his end to get this country back on track. You have the resistance and the deep state and those antithetical forces that are doing everything they can to disrupt this president. And what do they have to offer in exchange for Donald Trump?
Well, they have a fake Indian and then a really dumb attorney general who's now a senator. We call her Kamala Harris, very strange woman. But, you know, if that's the opposition, we're in good shape. And, of course, Trump's definitely running for re-election. He's got a campaign committee up and going. We're supporting it. And remember what the RNC's position is. Our sole purpose since 1860 is to support the president and to get him re-elected. That's why we have an RNC. We nominate a president, and then we get him reelected. And so every member of the RNC is a supporter of Donald Trump. If they're not, they're invited to do something else.
That's right. Well, there can be a better plan for your life. But at this point right now, I'd say, you know, keep up the great work. And we need reinforcements to, you know, back up this president and get behind what he's doing. I mean, look at the proof in the pudding, as they say, where we are with unemployment, you know, enthusiasm in terms of mainstream America, the Wall Street, what it's been doing. I mean, at every turn, the numbers are looking very positive for we the people. And the Democrats, when they had control, what did they do? They gave us a health care system that all but imploded the economy of this country of ours, left us, leading from behind, and left us, as far as our national security, left us very vulnerable. And so we want them driving the bus again? I don't know how people get there.
Well, it hurt a lot of people with Obamacare, but let me tell you about the resistance against the resistance. In California, the radical Democrats passed a law that allowed prisoners, when they're released from jail on bond or for their trial, not to work with ICE anymore. So we have illegal aliens who are usually arrested for violent crimes, mm-hmm. that are let out of jail with no longer giving them to ICE so they can get them deported. Now, it's such a radical law that thousands have been released since January 1st of this year. It is driving not just Republicans crazy, decline the states and half the Democrats. Mm-hmm. So we've got hundreds of cities that are considering resisting the California law and joining with the feds. So we have resistance within the resistance.
Exactly.
And the opposition to the criminal sanctuary laws is growing. Costa Mesa, your old town,
right?
They just voted last night in a surprise. Huntington Beach not only voted against the sanctuary state laws, they're suing Jerry Brown and the state court. So we got state court actions, we got federal court actions. My wife led the opposition as an immigrant herself for Orange County to resist the state law. And then San Diego County joined, the second and the third largest counties in the state. In a couple of months, we expect over 30 counties will be on board, several hundred cities. It's a big deal, and the most emotional issue anywhere in California we've had in 10 years.
Right. Well, Sean, I want to make something really clear. And I was just there a couple of weeks ago, and I'm due to go back next week. When I say back, back to California and Southern California, Long Beach, Huntington Beach, I'll be in that area. And I want people to understand even what the Hispanic community is saying. They're outraged because these criminals are being released. Guess where? They're not being released in Beverly Hills. They're going back into these local Hispanic communities to wreak more havoc. And they're going, wait,
these are gang members.
Sure. They're going, hey, what do you? Why are you doing me any favors here? See, but the media is not reporting on that.
You've nailed it so perfectly, and it's a great shame and disgrace that these criminals are usually, the victims are usually immigrants themselves.
Exactly.
Then they go out of jail, not deported. They go back. We know that two-thirds of them wind up in jail in 3 years. Mm-hmm. So the recidivism is quite high. So the risk is quite high. And once you're a criminal and you hurt people and you're young, you tend not to stop.
Exactly.
And so the Democrats are hurting their own constituents. They claim to be representing the undocumented. They claim to be representing poor minorities. Like Obamacare, they're doing great damage. And you know what? They don't care. They like scoring the political points because, sadly, too many Spanish-speaking stations make it sound like it's anti-immigrant. My wife, who's a Korean immigrant, says, no, it's public safety.
Exactly.
Sam Abed, who's the leader of Escondido, who's from Lebanon, speaks Arabic. It's public safety. Gene Fernandez and Yoram Belinda says it's these are all good Republicans, says it's public safety. So it's a battle of words. It's a battle of different points of view. But we're winning this one in California.
Well, Sean, the empirical evidence is so clear. I mean, you have to be totally deaf and blind not to see it. In much the same way that the immigrant communities are seeing it. And that is, I'm talking about the legal documented workers in Santa Ana and Anaheim and in Orange parts of Orange County. They see what's going on in their community, how it's being disrupted, and for what? So Democrats can get a vote. I mean, if you really cared about the immigrant community, you would care about them at the border before they came in, not bring them into our country and act like you're saving them on everybody's dime. I mean, they're using we the people's money to get themselves reelected. I mean, that's a pretty good gig if you can get away with it. And somehow we, the people, have allowed this to be perpetuated for way too long. Sean, on another point, mainly what I wanted to talk to you about, and I appreciate appreciate your openness and insight on what's going on with the immigrant community. But particularly, I mean, here we are, our border south right there in Tijuana is being stormed. And, you know, this is ridiculous that it's we're waging this kind of battle at the border. Thank you very much, Jerry Brown and the Democrats.
Yeah, it's funny that the caravan, the so-called caravan, by the way, it's controlled, financed, and manipulated by a group of Americans, left-wing progressives from San Diego,
mm-hmm.
called Pueblos Sin Fronteras.
Yes.
But it's all run by a bunch of English-speaking people mm-hmm. whose only purpose is to open the borders. They say sin fronteras. They don't
yes, without borders.
Without
exactly.
borders.
Exactly.
And so, but they're breaking federal law when they're aiding and abetting people to violate American immigration laws. The Justice Department announced that they're looking to investigate some of these organizers because never done before under Obama or even Bush. But when you're aiding and encouraging breaking a federal law, that is a felony.
Mm-hmm.
So we know who they are,
right.
And they're in San Diego, and we hope that the feds are doing their job.
And look what's happening in much the same way that happened earlier. I mean, this is a human resources boon for, you know, those that operate in all the sex crimes that are going on here in America, the drug running. I mean, you've got the cartels that are just sitting at the border just waiting to triage all these people coming through the gates to see, okay, how can we control these lives? They're going to come in. They're coming in on a pass as a refugee. How are they going to make a living? And then when we know that when they are, you know, they're registered and told to come back. I mean, this is amazing, Sean. Explain this to me. How do you get a court date 2 years from now and expect, you know, the people to come back in 2 years? You give them a 2 year pass, go there.
There's a good and bad news on this. The bad news is that the infiltration of the caravan started in Honduras.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how many, but many of the young men that are on the so-called caravan are hardcore gang members already.
Mm-hmm.
This is their passage for getting to the United States to affiliate with MS-13 and other similar gangs. These are the vicious gangs. But mm-hmm. rather than shoot and kill you, they prefer a machete to torture and kill you.
Right.
And this is the kind of stuff that keeps going through the borders under Obama. But here's the good news. They went to California, the caravan, the furthest place to get to on the caravan. They choose California, not Texas. Well, we know why.
Mm-hmm.
Because California is welcoming. Jerry Brown wants this. Now, these are people, almost every one of them, used and abused, don't have real political asylum. They just don't like the crappy country they live in.
Sure.
Well, that's true for most of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The countries are crappy because they have socialist, tyrannical dictatorships. I get that. But we can't take everybody. But here's the good news. So they go up to the border. And they thought they could rush it. Sorry, the border guard says no. You can only bring 20 or 30 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's careful vetting taking place. They've arrested one person already who has already violated and has been deported once. Now he's in federal penitentiary. Now, so in other words, they're carefully vetting these folks. Unlike ever before, they're not having 1,000 people a day just simply be given a card and say come back in 2 years. So we're watching this closely, and if Trump is able to do it, he's going to make it as difficult as possible for anybody to get through the border, unlike before. Now, the law is what's bad.
Sean, we got about 15 seconds left. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, we got it. Look, it's all about keeping the House of Representatives, because if we don't do that, what's going to happen is that we get worse laws that open the borders, and secondly, they'll start impeaching Trump, period.
And she's back. We're talking Nancy Pelosi. That's all we need.
That's right.
I'm telling you,
thank
ladies
you
and gentlemen.
Much.
Sean, thank you so much for being with us. Sean Steele, Republican out of California, who's down in Miami with all the other Republicans fighting back the resistance in a resistful sort of way. Sean, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Let's do it again, Bob.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body body extract from within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized, my diabetes normalized, my sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet.